I've played this game before myself where you think, okay, bad news, therefore stock goes down. That's just not how it works. And you'll have bad news and price goes up because you're now playing with people who have things that you don't have. They have access to things you don't have. They have news very slightly before you do. They have faster computers. Everything's better for them. They're more educated. They're smarter than you. I don't care what you say about yourself. You're not as smart as those guys, which is perfectly fine. You don't have to be a genius to make money in the market. Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. If you're following trading for any amount of time, you'll see people who advertise their technique of trading the news. Maybe you've tried it yourself. Market moves quickly and really big ranges. So there's a ton of potential. It's pretty tempting. A lot of potential quick, fast money. So today we wanted to talk about it. Talk about the pros and the cons of trading the news, our take and our opinion on it, and hopefully give you a better picture about how all this stuff works. So Jordan, how you doing?
Doing well, Levi. And yeah, news trading, it's something that I think especially a lot of beginners are really tempted by, right? There's a lot of prop firms and stuff online that actually specifically use it as a marketing tool saying, yeah, we allow news trading. Why do they do that? Well, spoiler alert, it's because they want you to blow your account. That's really the only reason, but we'll get into it. So news trading, like, why do people news trade? Well, the intrigue with news trading is that you can risk very little money and make a buttload of money. Like, that's in a nutshell. You put in a trade, you throw your stop loss somewhere, or you like enter right after the news drops as the candle starts moving one way or the other. And you hope by doing so, and guilty as charged, I've done this before where I'm out somewhere or I'm waiting and I would take a trade when like news drops on gold or something. And within 2 seconds, you know, I'm like 2% up, right? And you do that once or twice and you feel like you're a trading god and the sky is the limit with how much money you can make. And then suddenly everything comes crashing back to earth. May I point you back to last month with USD JPY when in 1 5-minute candle, I'm pretty sure it dropped. Like, how much did it drop? It dropped like, I think like 5 or 6%. Yeah, it was 600 pips, I think. Someone can correct me if I was wrong. That was in 5 minutes. Anyone who had stop losses anywhere, they were just completely missed. Those stops were never filled. And there were people that lost their entire accounts. We're not talking prop firms. We're talking people that had, you know, their own accounts. They had proper risk management in place, if you want to call it that. And their entire accounts were gone. Even though they were only technically risking 1%, 2% with their stop losses, they lost it all. And that's because that drop was, you know, the stops couldn't be filled. So if you haven't been able to pick up by now, I am completely against news trading. Why? Because yeah, the possibilities are limitless. And so, you know, so the profits are limitless and the losses also limitless. You can, it's a crapshoot, right? It's a 50-50%. Anyone who tells you they can predict. So I have issues. Like, there's some guys that I actually really respect. I'm not going to call them out on here because honestly, I really like their trading. They're open and honest about it. But the fact is they claim to be able to trade the news and they trade the news and they seem to do it honestly pretty decently. But anyone who tells you that they can trade the news and predict, yeah, I knew it was going to go up instead of down. Come on. It's a 50-50 shot anytime which way the market's going to move.
There's two main problems with trading the news. And by the way, it's doable. Okay, like I'm not saying it's
I know people who trade the news on a regular basis and are profitable traders. Like, that it does exist.
Yes. So let's just put that out there. it's doable. Here's my two main problems, and they might be that you might have different ones. You've already mentioned some. My two main problems is, for one, you are just hurting you're hurting yourself with when it comes to just the math. So the biggest problem when it comes to news, you already mentioned it, as far as, you know, well, first off, you have huge slippage problems. This happened in the, you know, USD JPY example that you mentioned, right? You can have a stop loss put at 1% and it slips all the way down to you just blew your entire account, right? So anytime the market moves very quickly, you're not on the top of the list and your stops are going to slip. And I experienced this back in my early trading days with, I would trade very fast, like 1 minute candles when the market was moving very quickly. And I experienced this where I'd get like wins, but slippage and commissions would kill me. Like, and again, like a lot of trading is just putting the odds as much in your favor as possible. And when you're dealing with really fast, big, high volatility moves, you just end up, your losses become much bigger than they should be. And your math all of a sudden just doesn't work the same. And so that can end up hurting you. My second big problem when you're trading the news is you're now trading with the big boys. All right. Now, when you're trading just everyday stuff, you are trading with the big guys, right? But the people who mostly trade the news, they're the big guys. Like the people who are trading the news, you're not going to compete, at least unless you're a genius. You're not competing with the quants.
No, it's not if you're a genius. It's unless you're a senator.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Unless your uncle's some senator who's on a committee somewhere. So yeah, you're absolutely right. But you're not like the people, those guys who trade that news. First off, they're getting the news before you do. And when I say news before you, I'm not meaning like by minutes. I'm not even talking by seconds. I'm talking like they have algorithms and they're connected directly into this information. They're getting it milliseconds before you, but that's enough for them to get in and get out and get where they need to go and change prices. You're not. And I've played this game before myself where you think, okay, bad news, therefore stock goes down. And anybody who tries playing that game has no idea what's about to hit them, because that's just not how it works. And you'll have bad news and price goes up and you're going, what the hell's happened? Well, because you're now playing with people who are just, they have things that you don't have. They have access to things you don't have. They have news very slightly before you do. They have faster computers. They have like, they're getting less slippage. They're like, everything's better for them. They're more educated. They're smarter than you. Okay. I don't care what you say about yourself. You're not as smart as those guys. That's why you're listening to this podcast, because you're just not as smart as them. That's why you're here and they're there, right? Which is perfectly fine. You don't have to be a genius to make money in the market, but just like recognize that. And I think that's what, like, the main reason you eventually stop trading the news is because, for one, the slippage is really bad and you're not helping yourself as far as the math goes. And two, you're just playing against some much more sophisticated people than you would be if you just kind of play your system during normal market movement. Does that make sense?
That's absolutely correct. And MMF, may they rest in peace, actually used to post their data. And okay, we could debate whether their data was accurate due to what history has shown us, but the fact is they didn't have a reason to skew this data, and they released the data about their traders and about their winning traders. And according to their data, there wasn't a single successful trader on their firm that traded the news. Enough said. Like, that was from them. They're like, we do not have successful traders that trade the news. Like, our successful traders don't trade the news, and that should be enough for you, right? So if you want to be a successful trader, copy the successful traders, and the vast, vast, vast majority of successful traders don't trade the news. There you go. So that's actually backed up by the data from, you know, MFF and other prop firms would say the same thing. I've seen that data from other places as well. And the reason for that, as you mentioned, is the slippage is a huge deal. And what that makes me think is, okay, so there's maybe some people right now that are listening and saying, yeah, well, all you have to do is you put a stop, you sell limit on one side, a buy limit on the other side. And then if price goes one way, you make money that way. And if you make money the other way, it goes the other way. Listen, guys, if it was that easy, we would all be billionaires. Stop and think about that. If it was that easy, we would all be billionaires. It's not. So anyone who says, yeah, I successfully trade just by putting a stop on one side and a buy on the other side. No, they don't. I can promise you that, because otherwise, if it was that easy, everyone would be doing it. It's not that easy. Don't do it. As I said, you might be successful the first time, second time, but one of those times, all it takes is one bad time and to erase 10, 20, 30 successful times, as you mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, and another just reason, like if you're a new trader, you're again, like we've mentioned a lot that trading is about feel and kind of developing that, the kind of intrinsic feel of the market. And another, you know, a reason that you should, another reason on top of that, everything that you should avoid trading the news, it's much more unpredictable. So it does depend on what the news was, exactly how much. It depends who's playing the news that day. So if you're putting a lot of time into trading the news, that is by definition even more unpredictable than the normal market. You're now hurting yourself, I think, in the long run. You're not developing a feel for how that ends up working in the long run. So
yeah, exactly. So what can you do during the news instead? Guess what? Go do something else. There you go. Simple question. There's no point even watching the news because let's be honest, what we just talked about on our previous podcast, the blue dot effect, it will happen during the news. If you're sitting there watching the news, all you're going to be going is, oh, I could have entered there, or I could have entered there, or I could have made that much money. Don't do it to yourself. Literally shut the computer, go do something else, come back 15 minutes after the news and then move on.
My big problem was that I would not pay attention to when the news is coming out.
Well, that's so an important thing as well.
So that's another thing to watch as maybe to just quickly touch on when, talking about news. I now have it as part of my daily checklist. My daily routine is to check what news is coming out when during the day, because I would be in a trap. I'm very fly this by the seat of my pants, and I'd be in the middle of a trade and it's going my way. And I'm like, hey, fantastic. And then news hits that I wasn't paying attention. And, all of a sudden it goes flying the opposite way and knocks me out and slips a bunch and, blows an account or gets very close. So, and when talking about the news, it's important not just to avoid trading the news, but pay very close attention to when it's coming out so you can avoid those times. And maybe there's times when you're in a trade, it's going your way, but news is coming up. We've done this before, Jordan, and news is coming up and you're like, you know what? I'm going to just take what I got because it's going to be unpredictable coming up. So
yeah, exactly. And at least if you're in a trade and you know news is coming up, at least move your stop to break even. But guess what, guys? As I said, it's very easy for it to just blow through it. So just honestly get out of the trade. Don't trade the news. And if you disagree, well, experience will show you otherwise, but we're trying to save you here. Trading news, as I said, there is no pros. Like we said, the pros and cons during the intro, there are no pros to trading the news, unless you want to say the pro is you can make a buttload of money within a few seconds. Yes, you can. There's a 50% chance you can. Honestly, it's 50%.
That's two ways.
But that's not an edge, right? And the way we make money as traders is with an edge, and 50% is not an edge.